This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to What the
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It's a hockey podcast. You know that. What the Puck. It's in the title. We're here to talk about the Washington Capitals. Tell your friends about it. Let them know social media-wise that they should listen on Stitcher, on iTunes, and at whatthepuckcaps.brandocash.com. Enjoy your freedom of speech and download this show absolutely for free from the Brando Cash Network. But this wouldn't be What the Puck if I wasn't joined via Skype by Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's the dark ages of hockey right now. There is not a lot going on. It is the off season. The players are off in their respective countries, and not too much to talk about. But we thought, hey, let's put a show together. People are missing hockey just like us. We're here to talk about it. What is going on in Caps world right now?
Not much. No, there's a little bit of news going on. It's kind of why we've been spacing the shows out a little bit, I guess, starting to keep up more. Last week, there was a lot of Olympic news coming out. Quite a few Capitals may be playing in Sochi, Russia in the near future. Right now, teams are or countries are getting camps together, but these players won't necessarily be playing for their countries in the near future. But Alex Ovechkin and Yevgeny Kuznetsov, Caps super prospect, have been invited to Team Russia's camp. Nicholas Backstrom and Marcus Johansson were both invited to Team Sweden's camp. Mike Green, Carl Alsner, and I didn't expect this one, but it's certainly a nice surprise, Braden Holtby were invited to Team Canada's camp, and John Carlson was invited to the U.S. camp. Now, Martin Ehret and Michael Norberth will both probably be included in Team Czech Republic's camp, but I couldn't find anything officially saying they have been invited. Have you seen anything about that?
I've seen absolutely nothing about them.
I was kind of surprised that we didn't see anything about those guys. Like, I don't think Ehret's definitely going to make it. Norberth is at least going to get invited, if not going to be on the team. I know I went to NHL.com, and a lot of their so-called experts were predicting that Norberth would be on the team one way or another. Whether he would be starting or not is a totally different story. But I fully expect Ovechkin, Kuznetsov, Backstrom, Johansson, and Green to definitely be playing for their countries in Russia. Alsner, I think, has a pretty decent shot. Carlson, I think, has a really good shot. Holtby, I really don't expect him to be playing for Team Canada. Now, a lot of that will depend on how the upcoming season goes up until the Olympics. If he has a great start to the season and a great December, a great January, I certainly think that he may have a very good opportunity to be playing in Russia. Otherwise, you know, I think it'll be nice for him to get out there, play against a lot of really good players at their invitation camp and everything like that. There'll certainly be a lot of fun to see what those guys do.
Yeah, you know, this is a great showing for the Capitals. A lot of players being invited, at least. Who knows if they'll actually make it. I was definitely shocked that Braden Holtby was asked to come and be a part of Canada's, but I think that's great. I mean, the guy, he doesn't have a ton of pro experience. He's been in the AHL a lot, and he's played for, you know, half of a regular season pretty much with the Capitals, and he had a playoff run. So it's obvious that Canada at least sees something in this guy to at least give him a shot. I'm very happy that John Carlson's going to be representing the U.S. of A, at least, you know, invited, and he's going to be on some pretty familiar grounds because the invitation for the camp is going to be at Kettler in Arlington. So he'll have home ice advantage against a few people that he's going to be competing up against. Something interesting that I read about the U.S. camp, due to a few contract restrictions with the NHL, there will not actually be any on-ice drills for at least the Team USA camp that's happening because of the NHL getting ready to start their season. They don't want to see anyone get hurt. So at least for the two-day camp that's going to be at Kettler, these guys aren't going to be really doing anything on ice. I guess it's just to get familiar with the coaches and that type of thing. Another little funny thing that I thought happened was Carl Alsner, he actually said he thought he got traded because he got a call from the GM of the Blue Jackets, and he did not expect the Team Canada invite. He thought he just got traded and was going to be in Columbus next season. So it turned out good for that guy, I got to say.
Yeah, I read that. I thought that was pretty funny. He was like, you've got to be kidding me. I got traded. It's like, oh, no, you're just being invited. Oh, it's even better. Okay, all right, cool. I certainly, if that was a trade call, I would have been pretty pissed off because I don't see how you're going to move out a guy like Carl Alsner unless you're bringing in someone that is already a surefire thing. And I don't think a lot of teams are going to be trading away their, you know, top pairing guy, if not their number one guy, to bring in someone like Carl Alsner, who I do think someday in the very near future is going to be a number one guy on a very, very good team. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. To go back to what you were saying about how the teams won't be practicing, I was pretty disappointed because the U.S. team is going to be a Kettler. And I was very excited to be able to go out and check these guys out and see a lot of the top American hockey players playing at the home of the Washington Capitals. And they're not. So that was kind of a bummer. Now we can go and watch them study film or something. I don't know. It's not quite as exciting, but it certainly would have been pretty cool to check that out at Kettler.
Yeah, they apparently it's a 2-day camp, and they're expecting USA Hockey to at least have something for the public to watch during one of those days. It doesn't seem like camp is going to be open to the public both days, and then it's going to be kind of maybe like a fan fest type of thing like the Capitals did, where it's just going to be a couple hours and you get to see some of these guys a little bit closer than you normally would. But yeah, it doesn't seem like there's going to be anything really extensive that you're going to be able to enjoy. But I want to see it. I want to go down. I want to take a day off from work and check out, because how many times in a lifetime are you going to be able to see a USA hockey team that's going to be at the Olympics that close, up close and personal? So if something is to come out, we'll let you know on the show. But I mean, I just want something for the fans to enjoy to go on. I don't care really what it is. But hey, this is kind of cool. I have this on my phone right now as we're recording. It is July 31st. It is 9:20 p.m. And right now we are 190 days away from the Olympics. 190 days, 23 hours, 39 minutes, 16 seconds. So I have a countdown going on. 190 days. It's less than a year. You know, it's something to look forward to.
Every show you're going to have to give us like a time update as to how much closer we are to the Olympics, just to see. We'll start the Olympics now. The Olympics. We'll start the show with the Olympic theme now instead of our usual bit.
I think that's a good plan.
I mean, it certainly would have been cool. And if they are doing something, it'll be fun. But, it'll be hard to see if it's like just sort of similar to what the Caps did, just because there's not going to be anything on the ice. I mean, maybe the players – I don't know. They won't be allowed to skate around, so I don't really know what they're going to be doing. They'll be – I mean, maybe guys will go out and sign autographs. You could see them, maybe they'll have like a skate with the players kind of a thing where certain fans are eligible to come out and do that kind of thing. That would be pretty cool. But, either way, it's certainly exciting. I love watching the Olympics and seeing, cause it's one thing when you get to go see the Caps play because you're invested as a Washington Capitals fan, but no matter what team it is, there are players that, aren't the best of the best. And when you see these guys in the Olympics, you are seeing the best of the best. So it's amazing to watch. And a lot of the times they have the bigger rinks, so there's a lot more space to see these guys get away with a lot more.
Yeah, and it's fun as a hockey fan if you're watching the NHL, because you're rooting on Alex Ovechkin, who's this Russian, and then he goes to the Olympics, and he's kind of your enemy at this point if you're from the USA, because you want the US to win gold. But you don't want Ovechkin to get hurt or be disappointed and go through a 4-year slump like he did last time.
Well, I'll still root for him in the Olympics, but not if he's playing the U.S.
Yeah, exactly.
At that point, he can go screw himself. But if he's playing anybody else, it's kind of hard. I mean, you have potentially Caps players playing for a lot of different teams, so it's sort of you just kind of root for the U.S. and then you just root for great hockey.
Yeah, we're all just hockey fans, so anytime we get to see that, we're very happy. So it's pretty fun. We got a lockout last season. This year, we get a full season and an Olympic season, so that's going to be pretty exciting. So what else is going on in Caps world?
Well, aside from that, there was a report that came out that was picked up by Russian Machine Never Breaks talking about Yevgeny Kuznetsov saying that he may go back to Russia when he turns 30. Now, there's a lot of talk, and he may have just sort of been doing a thing where he wants to appease the Russian media since they're the ones asking him the questions. Because with Ilya Kovalchuk going back, and they were saying, oh, a lot of the Russian players are starting to come back. I was like, well, that's just not entirely true. But some of these guys are going back, and he was saying that he may come back when he's 30, but I still think he's going to be in the NHL, and I don't think there's anything that Caps fans need to be freaked out about just yet. I mean, the guy hasn't even come over yet. Let's not worry about him going back just yet. One other piece of Caps news is that prospect Garrett Haar left Western Michigan University to go play in the Western Hockey League and will actually be playing with the Portland Winterhawks. This is one of those guys that McPhee drafted. They've been keeping an eye on. He isn't progressing quite as well as they would like. McPhee actually came out and admitted that. But we'll see if this move from college hockey to the Canadian Junior Leagues will help him out in the long run. Seeing it as seeing as how it is the summer, that's pretty much all the Caps news.
I want to go back to Kuznetsov real quick. I think the reason why he's saying this is because he's still playing in Russia. He's still playing in the KHL. And we've seen this in the past with hockey. It's Russia is very, very prideful of their country. Russia wants their hockey to compete, the KHL, to compete with the NHL. So, of course, this guy that the NHL is clamoring to get over to the U.S. and wants him to play in the United States, of course they're going to try to make this guy sound like, oh, well, I think both are great. Because he did toe the line very well. He pretty much was like, I'm ready to go to the NHL. I can't wait to go to the NHL. I want to see how it's going to be over there. But I think this league is good, too. I mean, I think he's kind of making everybody happy by making those comments. But who knows what he'll do? I mean, he picked staying in the KHL so he could represent his country in the Olympics this year, this coming Olympics, I mean, in Sochi. So who knows what he'll do? But like you said, I think it's best just to get him here first, because hey, if he plays, you know, X amount of years with the Capitals and he isn't what they expected and he goes back at 30, that's not really a big loss for us.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. For all we know, this kid could come over and suck. So, you know, you never really know what's going to happen. But I got faith. I certainly think he's going to be a top prospect. It'll be interesting where they fit him in with the way the roster is built and the guys that are signed. I mean, you have Brooks Like, who's slotted to be the second line center, and he's here for a couple more years. Urat's here for a couple more years. Brower's probably not going anywhere. Johansson still needs a new deal, but I fully expect him to be signed before the season starts. And then you have, you know, Ovechkin and Backstrom. I highly doubt that those guys are going anywhere. So you sort of have to figure out, where's this guy going to fit in? Do you bump Brooks Like back and then put Kuznetsov in, maybe as a second line center? Although I've been reading things that saying they may like him more on the wing. You know, then where does Matty Perreault go and those kind of things? And that's sort of the things that they'll have to worry about when he comes over. Does he come over and they sort of fit him in towards the end of the season, kind of like what Nashville did with Philip Forsberg for a little bit? Or do you wait until next season to bring the guy in? It'll be interesting to see. But I will be very excited to see him playing with Ovechkin, you know, hypothetically, but probably playing with Ovechkin at the Olympics in Russia.
Yeah, that's going to be your first clue about whether these guys are going to gel together. So Olympics going to be a big thing, as it always is with hockey on everybody's mind. But if that's that's going on in Caps world, there's really nothing going on up in Hershey or Reading. So we'll go up 83 eventually as the season gets closer. But let's just go around the NHL. All right, well, you know, it is off-season for everybody, but the NHL still doing their thing, and they're trying to get ready for the season. So what is going on in the NHL?
Well, there still is a little bit of news going on in the NHL. New Jersey is attempting to replace Ilya Kovalchuk after his sudden retirement, and he flew back to Russia. His production by signing Jaromir Jagr to a one-year, $4 million deal. I really think the only reason that Jagr is in Jersey is because Kovalchuk retired. I highly doubt that would have happened if Kovalchuk could actually decide to stick around just a little bit longer. Florida has signed Scott Gomez to a one-year deal. When I checked this out earlier, the financial terms had not been disclosed, but I can't envision they're too high of a deal. Nathan Gerby, one of the compliance buyouts by Buffalo, signed with Carolina to a one-year $550,000 deal. San Jose signed center Joe Pavelski to a five-year $30 million extension. He's getting paid the big bucks. He'll be hanging out there for the next 5 years. And Winnipeg has signed defenseman Zach Bogosian to a seven-year, $36 million extension, and forward Blake Wheeler to a six-year, $33.6 million extension. Winnipeg is just throwing money around, apparently. Chicago has extended head coach Joel Quenneville with a new three-year deal. The guy only goes out and wins Stanley Cups. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. And Toronto has extended general manager Dave Nonis with a new five-year deal. That's certainly a pretty good deal for them, although who knows, it's Toronto. They could end up just getting rid of him 2 weeks into the season. And then this is a little interesting news that I discovered. Vancouver and Team Sweden's Alex Edler will be suspended for two games in the upcoming Winter Olympics for a dangerous hit he put on, I believe, Carolina's and Canada's Eric Staal during the World Championships. I guess those suspensions carry over. I think it was a knee-on-knee hit, but don't quote me on that.
It was a knee-on-knee.
Apparently, it was a bit of a dick move on his part, and he will be sitting out probably the first two games for Team Sweden in the upcoming Winter Olympics. Again, since it is the summer, that is all of the interesting NHL news from the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I just read something right before we went on, and I thought this was kind of interesting. The NFL is going to switch up their Pro Bowl, and they're going to do a fantasy draft just like the NHL has adopted for their All-Star game. So I found that very interesting that there's going to be, you know, a fake draft, and there's going to be a you know, that's how the teams are going to be devised from now on. So
People can get pissed about something that doesn't matter again.
So just like Jers Tees and a couple other things, the NFL stealing some ideas from the NHL.
Well, you know, that's just how it goes.
Just a little interesting tidbit there.
Speaking of stealing ideas, I just recently retweeted an article from Puck Daddy that's sort of a similar thing, that the NHL things the NFL should borrow from the NHL. There's actually a pretty funny article about the things they should have, especially putting skates on players in the NFL. The only problem being they have to wait until Ndamukong Suh retires.
That's very true.
Because that guy is crazy. He's crazy. I don't know who's crazier, him or Ilya Brizgalov. It's sort of hard to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I did read – that's another piece of NHL news. Brizgalov can't even find a home in the NHL or the KHL. He's practicing over in a Swedish league. So he might be hanging out in Sweden as a goalie next season and not even going to the KHL. He wasn't even invited to Team Russia's Olympic tryouts either. So
would you want him there infecting those players?
I know.
This crazy talk. I mean, there was a report that he was being offered by like the poorest team in the KHL. It's one of the new teams they have over. It's near the border of like North Korea and China in Russia. There was a report that they were going to offer him a contract, but they actually wouldn't be able to afford to pay the contract, which didn't really make much sense to me to begin with. But you know, it was one of those things they talked about, and you know, who knows if it's ever actually going to be the case if these things are going to happen. In the end, I don't envision him going back to the NHL unless someone wants to sign him onto an incredibly cheap deal.
Yeah.
Because like we said, he's crazy.
He's crazy. He's got a lot of – he's got an aura about him. So who knows? Give him his own HBO comedy special. That's what they need to do.
He's going to have the next HBO show. 24/7, Ilya Brizgalov. He's crazy.
Let's have him be the new voiceover guy instead of Liev Schreiber. I think that is what we do for HBO 24/7 Road to the Winter Classic. That would be hilarious.
I'll be excited to actually have Winter Classic, you know, again.
Yeah.
Or what are we getting, like six of them?
That's right.
One of them in Los Angeles?
We get one lockout, but we get six games outdoors.
Yeah, not an even trade.
All right, well, that's pretty much it for the show. It's a quick one, folks. We told you it was going to be a quick one. If you want to talk hockey or anything else, of course, you can be social with Dan or I. Follow me on Twitter at BrandoCash. That's where you get information about anything going on in my life, really. I just like to tweet about anything. If you saw that hashtag fest I sent out right before we started recording, you'll see that I just kind of tweet whatever I want. If you want to talk more hockey on Facebook, go to facebook.com/WTP podcast. That's the What the Puck fan page. Like us over there. We'll let you know whenever a new show comes out. But Coach Dan, he's on Twitter as well. Where can people follow you?
I can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. You can find me at CapitalsOutsider.com. This is a Caps fan-run website devoted to the Washington Capitals. That's CapitalsOutsider.com. But Brandon, what about the Brando Cash Network?
That's right. Go to Facebook.com/BrandoCash. That's where you get information about this show and all the other shows on the Brando Cash Network. Whenever a new podcast drops, you'll be the first to know because we'll post it on Facebook.com/BrandoCash. Now, this is a fun show. We talk hockey even on the off season during the summer to keep you guys entertained. So what we need you to do is tell a friend about it, even if you just text them or talk to them in person. Let them know that you're a hockey fan and that you enjoy What the Puck. Or go onto social media and be social and let people know that you like What the Puck. Go onto Facebook, go onto Twitter, onto Tumblr, onto Pinterest, on Vine. If you're a Reddit user, I'm a Reddit user. Go to reddit.com/r/caps. Let people know that you like What the Puck. Upvote us there because we are sick of getting downvoted for putting the podcast up. That would be really, really helpful. And just let people know. Now, there are many ways for you to listen to the show. If you have an Apple device, you can go into iTunes and you go into the iTunes store, search What the Puck Podcast. You can find us there. Click subscribe if you haven't already. That way, whenever a new show gets posted, it'll get downloaded automatically straight into your iTunes. You don't have to do a thing. And I do have to say this. I said this on the call the other night. I have to say on here as well. Congratulations to iTunes because they had their 1 billionth download of a podcast. Their 1 billionth podcast download this past week, and very proud to say that What the Puck is one or two of those billion downloads. I guess we are one in a billion. I think that's pretty cool to say. All right, now if you have an Apple device, if you have an iPad, an iPhone, an iPod, you can download the podcast app, and that way you subscribe straight through your mobile device. You don't even have to hook your phone or your tablet up to the computer anymore to get brand new episodes of What the Puck. They will download straight into your device, and if you're an Android user, go over to Stitcher, go into the Google Play Store, or on your Kindle, or whatever you have that you use an Android, go into the store and get the Stitcher app. It's free. And search What the Puck and make it one of your favorite stations, and then every time there's a new episode, it'll get streamed straight into your device via Stitcher. Pretty cool stuff. There are tons of ways of listening to the show. If you're at work and you're bored and you want to listen to some past episodes, all of them are archived for your listening pleasure. Go to whatthepuckcaps.brandocash.com. Plenty of time. You know, we got hour shows, we got locked out shows, we got off-season shows, we got playoff shows, a little bit of everything to keep you entertained until hockey comes back. So this has been a fun show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you maybe not next week, but sometime soon.
This has been a production of the Brando Cash Network. Music mixed and produced by DJ Wolfman.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. This is a hockey podcast.
Kuznetsov?
Great.
Jumping straight into it.
Great start. I'll take it from here, Brendan. Thank you.
Well, we have a little bit of news going on. New Jersey, after attempting... let me try that again, because I totally just botched that first sentence.
So you can download us on iTunes or on the podcast app. Welcome back, buddy.
Yeah, what? I don't know what happened. It was like, we're good. And all of a sudden, I didn't hear you anymore. And there was just like background noise. And then kaput.
I just heard bidoop. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep going. Because he doesn't talk during this part normally anyway.
Yeah, I was like, oh, thank God it's not in the middle.
That was weird. All right, I'm going to... So, pretty cool stuff. There's So Zamboni, did you catch any mice today? I don't want to talk to your butthole. Did you catch any mice? You leave? Where are you going, dude? Too good for the show? I see how it is, Zamboni. Strutting away. Don't want to talk to me. Don't want to be on the podcast. I get it.